What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And before we went to station identification, I was talking about newly confirmed Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao is saying the Highway Trust Fund is going to go bankrupt by 2021 unless there's a new source of revenue because gas tax is no longer adequate. There are two aspects to that statement. First of all, as our economy has been in the doldrums, people simply aren't driving as much as they used to. They're not going to work. They don't have money to go on gratuitous trips for fun. In some cases, we're driving much older cars, and we drive them as little as possible in order to stretch them out, make them last as long as possible. The other aspect, of course, has been the introduction of electric vehicles that do not pay gas tax because they do not buy gasoline. Some states are already talking about taxing electric cars by the mile to make up for those lost revenues. But all in all, it's part of this ongoing pattern that government will take as much money away from you as they think they can get away with. Even if they have to make up a total nonsense reason for doing it, like human-caused global warming. Fitbit is going to lay off 110 employees. Apparently, the wearables market is not doing as well as expected. And it's already warning investors its fourth quarter earnings from last year are not going to be all that good. And part of it is I think wearables were a fad, and it wasn't going to last. I know that the Apple iWatch looks cool and fun, but it's basically yet another device to maintain and keep charged, keep track of, along with your cell phone. If it's on your cell phone, why do you need it on your wrist? And, of course, Apple also overpriced it. And they tried to make it a fashion statement. The high-end model had gold. It was a piece of jewelry with high-tech in it, and it did not do very well either. And people just don't have the money to buy things that they don't see as absolutely essential to their life. And that's a reality that is going to remain until we return to a system in which ordinary working Americans can trade their labor for decent wages and salaries with which to go shopping and buy this stuff. And I don't understand why our economic planners don't see this. Now, over in Europe, the International Monetary Fund has come out with a new report into the single currency and basically says the Eurozone is running excessive deficits, distorted budgets, poor compliance with the fiscal rules, and basically saying it's at this point it's dysfunctional. The euro has become dysfunctional. Now, when the IMF is saying excessive deficits, what they're thinking of is you got to make your people live more cheaply so you can give the bankers more money. Because that's always going to be the message from these large central banks. You must make do with less so we can have more. But it really has reached a point where they can't make it work anymore. Greece can't make it work under the unrealistic demands and expectations of the European Central Bank and the IMF and the World Bank. Cyprus certainly can't. It is a doomed system. Now, getting on back to the political scene all across Europe, we are beginning to see more and more countries get onto this idea of stop Operation Soros. Because now everybody is picking up on who the author of all this push for globalism and refugee nonsense has been. And it's George Soros, who's spending his billions and billions of dollars to bring about a single global government, a new world order. And it's been his lifelong dream. And it was so close to him, he could taste it. If Hillary had stolen that election, they'd be just within inches of that single golden throne for all of planet Earth. But more and more nations are starting to slam him down and ban his non-governmental organizations and say, get out. We don't need what it is you claim to be doing in our country because you're not doing it. You're doing something else. Now, apparently over in Paris, there's a new problem where gangs of North African migrants are starting to target Chinese migrants with the justification that the Chinese are too rich. And apparently there have been knife attacks, more than 200 attacks on the Chinese immigrants from these hostile migrant gangs. It really is spiraling out of control. Up in Finland, they've been trying to get a handle on just what the refugee migrant crisis is up there, and they're discovering that two-thirds of the asylum seekers who claim to be children are in fact adults, and they're posing as children because they figure under Finnish law and EU law, they have a better chance of being granted asylum. But they're not actually children. They're fully functioning adults. Now, Nigel Farage is calling for an immigrant ban in Britain even stronger than the one Donald Trump just put in place here in the United States. This is an idea that's taking off, and polls are continuing to show the American people are, for the most part, on board with this. They've been watching our country dissolving under this onslaught of illegal immigrants and refugees being poured into our streets. And we want our country back. We want America for Americans. And again, I am not saying anything bad about legal immigrants. Because if you come here to the United States of America through the legal immigration procedure, welcome. Make yourself at home. I hope you are not disappointed by what you find here. But we're talking about illegal immigrants. And it's not racism, because illegal is not a race. Now, getting on back to George Soros, we're now finding out that John McCain, Paul Ryan, and Marco Rubio were all receiving generous backing from Soros during the 2016 campaign. And apparently John McCain has been supported by Soros going back to at least 2001. And Soros has, in my mind, become the greatest argument in favor of socialism by demonstrating to the world what individuals with way too much money are capable of doing. Because George Soros seems to feel, along with Bill Gates, that having billions of dollars gives them the right to play with all of our lives, like we're their personal toys. And we're not. And neither George Soros nor Bill Gates are an elected leader of any democratic country. Now, the PC people are still out there. Over in Ohio, there's been a big stink in Youngstown, Ohio, at the Cardinal Mooney High School when an African-American history class basically took a field trip to go on out and pick cotton and listen to black spiritual music from the pre-Civil War era so that they could understand slavery. And, of course, everybody just flipped out at that, especially the parents of these kids, most of whom are black. And it's just more brainwashing. It's more indoctrination. And by the way, just what jobs are these kids being prepared for by this class? How does this help them make a better life? It doesn't. It turns them into liberal Democrats. Now, fortunately, the high school has announced this class is no longer going to be offered. And that is a good one. Now, over in Schenectady, New York, Page Elementary teachers apparently started inserting these flyers into the backpacks of students to send home to give to the parents. And the flyer was out there basically bashing Trump and DeVos and basically saying that you've got to save our schools. They're going to bring this voucher program in, and people with money are going to send their kids to private school, and it will harm the public schools, blah, 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 blah. And the parents got very, very angry at being proselytized using their own children, just as a lot of parents were very angry on how the schools were filling the kids' heads with all the terrible things Trump was going to do as president. None of this has anything to do with education. And I think it might be time to consider a law that says schools below the level of high school are not allowed to engage in political activism or propagandizing of students, even understanding that there's already a lot of propaganda in the approved curriculum. But, I mean, this is an absolute waste of taxpayer money. these kids are not getting an education that will help them have a better life. They're being indoctrinated. Now, over in Washington State, there's a kindergarten teacher who's getting some news because in the name of gender equality, she is forbidding the boy students. This is kindergarten. She's forbidding the boy students to play with Legos while telling the girls they must play with them. Because we're going to have gender equality here. You know, I don't know why the boys like Legos and the girls don't. By the way, that's not true. I got a grandniece who just loves Legos. She thinks they're great. But, I mean, this is ridiculous. This is utterly ridiculous. And this is a prime example of what I mean about liberalism being based on an absolute fraud. Because the primary foundation of the liberal political agenda is this idea that you can change what is inside the minds of people by changing the environment around them. And it all goes back to Margaret Mead's book, Coming of Age in Samoa, in which Mead claimed that she'd found a society where young people went into adulthood without all the normal traumas of adolescence, proving that those traumas were something imposed by society and were not in our genes. And the book was a fraud. And the government of Samoa has come on out saying it's absolutely a fraud. Mead made many mistakes in it that are easy to identify. She assumed Samoa was sexually promiscuous because Hawaii of the same era was. And Samoa's never been sexually promiscuous. They're a highly monogamous society. Each of these islands is a separate little world. The fact that we're all in the same ocean does not, in fact, mean that you can make grand assumptions across several different places. And what happened was Margaret Mead took up friends with two young ladies, two young Samoan ladies, and just was talking with them. And the Samoans, like most Polynesians, like to talk story. And to be polite, told Margaret Mead what Mead obviously wanted to hear, not knowing she was going to write a book. And Mead is still lionized by the liberal establishment. But this is why the liberals keep making such dumb mistakes. Boys and girls are different at birth. And it is hereditary, not environmental. And this kindergarten teacher, I mean, this is nonsense to tell the boys they can't play with Legos and the girls they must in the name of gender equality. I mean, you can mandate equality at the expense of personal freedom. And that's always going to be the case, because if you mandate equality, then nobody has the freedom to maybe be a little better or a little worse or to just go their own way. There's been another video released by the pro-life group Live Action, and it shows Planned Parenthood staffers saying that their clinics only offer ultrasounds to women who are seeking abortions. They are not made available to women who are inquiring after prenatal care. So this idea that this organization is even called Planned Parenthood is now ridiculous. They should call it planned abortion or coerced abortion, because they're not helping any woman plan to be a parent. Now, up in New York, Anthony Weiner. Oh, Anthony, what is wrong with your head? Apparently, federal prosecutors are seriously considering filing charges. And apparently, this involves his having an online relationship with an underage girl that was sexually explicit, trading of photographs and so forth. And apparently, a lot of very damaging information has been found on that laptop that was seized from Weiner, that was also found to contain Hillary Clinton State Department emails, which is what forced James Comey to reopen the investigation, which was the death blow to Hillary's campaign. And it's not like Comey had a choice. Anthony Weiner put him in that situation with his reckless behavior. And Hillary Clinton, if she'd been playing by the rules, there never would have been an FBI investigation to begin with. Now, do you remember a while back there was this shooting and killing of five people in a Burlington, Washington mall? And the shooter was named Arkan Settin, and security cameras show him entering the mall, walking out, then coming back in with a rifle and opening fire. And he's confessed to the five murders. It's now turned out that this individual is a permanent resident alien with a green card. Now, green card does not allow you to vote. And yet, election officials have confirmed that this guy was illegally registered to vote and voted in three elections in the state of Washington in 2014, 2015, and 2016. Donald Trump is right. There needs to be a full investigation into our election system, and especially the election system, the elections of last year. It has to be done. And we need a new election system. We've got 2 years to demand election reform. Now, down in Tennessee, we're starting to see a lot of states start to do things like this. Tennessee has just passed a bill that declares any federal and international gun laws null and void within their state borders. They're exerting their state sovereignty. And I think it's a good idea, especially when you have, the liberal establishment still out there with their gun grabbing, when you have the United Nations that wants global disarmament of everybody except the favored armies. Now, do you remember a while back there was that ugly situation up in Chicago where these four black individuals kidnapped a mentally disabled white guy, tied him up, and tortured him, streaming it live on Facebook. And it was horrific. And CBS Radio actually tried to imply that the perpetrators were white and the victim was black, and they got called on that. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat. All right, let's see if we can get back here. Now, the defense attorneys for these people are complaining that the suspects have received death threats. Now, I don't agree with issuing death threats, but why is anybody surprised after what they did? And I find it appalling these defense attorneys are trying to portray these perpetrators who committed this crime as some kind of victim. And that really is ridiculous. And maybe that's the defense attorney's strategy for the trial, that they're somehow victims of society. They were driven to do what they did by Donald Trump or some such nonsense and try and get them off. And he's complaining that these perpetrators have been denounced in the media before anything's been proven. They live streamed what they were doing. That's all the proof you need to put them in jail. So it's getting a little ridiculous out there. Now then, you've probably heard recently how certain pharmaceutical companies and executives have decided to embark on a campaign of price gouging America's chronically ill. And they'll have exclusive market rights to a very necessary and in-demand medication. And without any justification whatsoever, they'll multiply the price 5-10 times, completely out of control. And it's certainly not justified by the business. The original selling price was calculated based on amortizing R&D, FDA approval, and the cost of actually producing the drugs. They just decided they're going to get more money because these people have no choice but to buy this medication from them. Donald Trump is starting to look at that situation, and he's calling on the executives of pharmaceutical companies to reduce prices, to keep these prices down, and says he's willing to ease certain regulations to expedite the process. But we have to get the price of America's health care down. We're the most expensive health care on the world, 33rd in quality, and America's overall health is considered poor. That's a broken system. We'll be right back.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, as you know, Obamacare is under attack right now. They're talking about repealing it, replacing it. And by the way, I need to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates I missed at the top of the hour. And why is it all so costly? And the reality is Obamacare was supposed to make health care, especially health insurance, affordable to all. And it was exactly the opposite. The policy prices went up. The deductibles went up. And Obama lied when he said, if you like your current plan, you can keep your current plan. That didn't happen. It's all about the money. And by way of illustration, one of our listeners just sent me this wonderful little graphic regarding the health insurance company's CEO's total compensation for 2014. We don't have any more recent numbers. David Cordani, head of Cigna, makes $27.2 million or $104,000 per day. Stephen Hemsley of United Health makes $66.1 million or $250,000 per day. Michael Niedorf at Centene, $28.1 million or $107,000 per day. Mark Bertolini from Aetna makes $15 million or $57,000 per day. Bruce Broussard at Humana makes $13.1 million or $50,000 per day. Joseph Swedish at Anthem, which is part of Blue Cross Blue Shield, makes $8.1 million or $31,000 per day. Average earnings of full-time wage and salary workers in the same year was $41,000. It's all about the money. It's not about your health. It never has been. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Alex in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael. I just wanted to ask you, why is China so pissed off at us right now? Do you know?
Well, there are two reasons. First of all, the previous administration decided they were going to make a big deal about China's building up the islands in the South China Sea, which are their territory acknowledged by the Cairo Convention at the close of World War II. And the other issue, of course, has to do with the relationship between the United States and Taiwan. Now, Taiwan has said we're an independent nation. They call themselves the Republic of China. Mainland China views Taiwan as a rebellious province, and that could break on out. And it's very difficult navigating that political maelstrom. What is important to remember about the Chinese culture is that getting somebody to change course or back down or admit error is extremely difficult. It's hard enough here in the U.S. It's a very cultural thing for many of the Asian countries, having to do with saving face. And so that's what makes it really, really difficult to try and navigate these issues. One of the big problems that TPP was facing before Donald Trump pulled the plug was the requirement for all signing nations to ban GMO labeling. Japan already mandates GMO labeling, and it would be a serious loss of face for the Japanese government to have to reverse themselves on that. And that's why they were kind of stalling and dragging their feet on that issue.
Wow. Hey, Michael, you were talking about Obamacare, and just to put it in perspective, if a couple that is 62 each, the wife is 62 and the husband 62, and they make $63,000 a year, which is $31,500 each, for a silver plan, a medium silver plan, their premiums are $1,300 a month, and their deductibles like $12,000, $6,000 each.
Yep.
Where they would have to pay full cost. Now, if that same couple were to make $15,000 a year, it would still be $1,300 a month, but the government would pay that $1,300, and it would have a lower deductible. So either way, whether the government's paying it, which is huge money that they're putting out for that, or if they were to pay it, it's huge money. But typically what happens is they can't afford the $1,300 a month. I couldn't. I mean, that's outrageous.
It absolutely is outrageous. But you need to remember, the Affordable Care Act was actually written by these health insurance companies who expected to make billions of new profits, and they were going to, you know, give the government a piece of the action in taxes. That didn't even work out. Some of these companies are now demanding taxpayer-funded bailouts. Alex, got to let you go. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And our discussion on the issue of Obamacare has triggered quite a bit of email. And one of them says, the tiny guy taxpayer should never be mandated to make some Wall Street tycoon rich. Somebody wrote on in and say, you need to talk about the healthcare system they have in the Netherlands and Germany and other European countries where the government regulates the profit margin of the health insurers. That's beginning to sound like a good idea to me as well. And another one says, my cardiologist agrees with you on the cost and quality of healthcare in the U.S. He and I had a nice talk about it last month at my appointment. Now then, a little while ago on the show, I mentioned how Tennessee had passed a law saying that all federal and international gun regulations were null and void inside their borders. Missouri is looking at a bill that will ban all vaccines containing mercury and other metals inside their states. And this is a very smart thing for them to do. Because were Congress dumb enough to try and pass a bill saying that you are required to have these vaccines with mercury and to use them, Donald Trump is not going to sign that because he's obviously aware of that issue. And it would be very difficult for members of Congress to justify their to their constituents in the coming elections in 2018 why they did that, given that the FDA actually banned mercury preservatives like thimerosal back in 1999. It's not supposed to be there even today. The vaccine companies keep putting it in, and they got away with it because the previous administration was kind of looking the other way. But I think Missouri would be well advised to move ahead with this, along with other states. And you're going to start seeing the autism rates start to fall off. And we need to get ahead of that, because at the current rate of growth, by 2030, half of all children will be diagnosed with some form of autism. That means half of the human American population will be unavailable to the workforce, and a large portion of the available workforce will be tied up caring for these autistic children. So I think that's a very good thing to do, and I think the other states ought to follow suit. Now, story coming out of Government Slaves. The same Associated Press that was caught pushing fake news about Donald Trump is now pushing fake science about vaccines. And just like they did with human-caused global warming, it's always, the science is settled. The science is settled. It's already been, you just pay attention to us. Well, isn't it a good thing for us that Christopher Columbus didn't think the issue of the shape of the earth was settled? Now, here's the reality, coming out of a science background myself. Science is never settled. There's never a hard ending to a line of inquiry. There's always going to be new data, new instruments, new experiments that will force you to revise earlier theories and sometimes abandon them completely. In the time of Galileo, the science was settled that the sun moved around the earth and the earth was the center of all the cosmos. That had been the prevailing theory for 400 years. Science is never settled. When somebody says the science is settled, they're using people in white lab coats to sell you products you may not want. There is an issue out there. Look how hard they are working to try and keep the lid on this. I mean, look at the firestorm around the documentary Vaxxed. Being yanked from film festivals. It's being taken out of screenings under pressure from pharmaceutical companies. If there's nothing there, why would they care? Look how hard they're trying to protect their secret. It's like the same thing with the Holocaust. The Holocaust is the only event in history that you can go to jail for asking questions about it. It's obvious some dark secret is being protected. So let's talk a little bit about computers here. Google's algorithm for detecting cyber attack needs a little bit of work, because Google is now blocking access to the entire British National Health System network because it mistook the amount of traffic it's receiving as a cyber attack. And NHS's IT department had to send out a mass email saying that Google is now blocking it and suggesting they move to another search engine, such as Bing, to bypass the problem. Not a lot of careful thinking in these things, I guess. Now, apparently, private details of 2.5 million PlayStation and Xbox users have been stolen in another major hack. And I think it's time for everybody to start rethinking this idea of having your private information, especially your credit card details, on somebody else's computer where it's just wide open, especially now that the credit card and credit card companies and banks have changed the rules. So if you are the victim of fraud, you will pay it. When they were first trying to convince you to use their little pieces of plastic, if you were the victim of fraud, they would cover the losses. Well, the losses have become so extreme, they can't do that anymore. So I think it's time to pull back in, pull off our credit card details. I certainly don't do that. I remember how, and we avoid those credit cards with the little contactless radio receivers in them. Because Claire actually got hit with one of these people walking around the shopping mall a couple of Christmases ago. Just a backpack with a computer and some other equipment from eBay, and they were scarfing off all these credit card details, and Claire's credit card wound up being used somewhere on the mainland to buy concert tickets, I guess it was. We had one of our credit card companies that actually said, we are mandating the use of these radio chip-enabled credit cards. Your old non-radio credit cards are being disabled. Here's your new credit card, at which point we just closed the account. So that's it. We're not, you know, if we are not allowed the freedom to protect ourselves against fraud, and you're not going to protect us against fraud, then what's the whole point? Now, if you are as old as I am, you will remember a type of printer driver, a standard, one of the earliest standards called PostScript. And apparently, researchers at a German university have found a cross-site printing bug in PostScript. I'm amazed it's still around, just like I'm amazed that Flash is still around, which is a major security headache. And apparently, if you have a PostScript driver on your printer, it can be used as an attack vector for denial of service, code execution, force resets, even bricking the targets. My solution to all this cybercrime, since the NSA can't seem to do anything about it, is to catch just one cybercriminal and crucify him or her on live streaming video. And if they're in decent health, it's going to take them at least a week to die. And you stream it live, and I'll bet you 90% of the problem is going to go away at that point. Now, over in the world of Linux, which is relatively safe only because, like the early days of the Macintosh, there aren't enough machines to make it worth the cybercriminals' while, that's changing. They have an encryption app called CryptKeeper. And apparently, a recent update to one of the libraries used by CryptKeeper has opened up a bug in which CryptKeeper now has a universal password, the letter P. And unfortunately, CryptKeeper is not being updated and maintained by its original developer anymore, so you may be want to look for another solution in order to secure your data. I would recommend that you grab my article on challenging the NSA and just come up with your own system of encryption for your own internal use on your desktop computer. Because then the NSA can't get in there because they don't know what encryption you're using. The hackers can't get in there. The cyber criminals can't read your files. We put out 6 challenges to the NSA over the course of a year. And the NSA was well motivated to be able to crack one of them in order to discourage ordinary citizens from saying, hey, I can write strong encryption. So government's not going to respect your privacy. Government can't protect your privacy. You must take that responsibility. Now, down in Australia, they have a section in their Copyright Act, Section 115A, and this was an amendment introduced in 2015 that requires internet service providers to block websites that are in violation of the copyright law, mostly things like Pirate Bay. And by the way, I'm not saying it's okay to violate copyright law. But it turned out that simply by changing your default DNS settings to use an outside service like Google would completely bypass it because the websites were being blocked by the ISPs at the DNS level. Like most things out of government, it cost a lot of money, the politicians made a lot of speeches, and it doesn't actually work to do what it was claimed to do. All right, we're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Ralph in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, how you doing, sir? Regarding the credit card, the RFID chip.
Yes.
What we did is with ours, my wife and I, because they did do the same thing like they did to you. They canceled our old card because they issued a new one. We damaged the, you know, took the chip out. And I don't know if you know or if you heard, but, the, you know, you try it 3 times and then they'll ask you to swipe.
Yes.
Then it goes through. Now, the only thing is at a 1CVS, it wouldn't let me do that, so I had to use a card that did have a chip. But someone earlier on RBN, a caller, mentioned that, so that's what we did, and that seems to work.
Well, again, I don't know why this is being pushed on us. And again, it seems there's almost a deliberate plan to make us increasingly vulnerable to cyber criminals. And what was really ironic was the RFID enabled card that was copied off from Claire wouldn't work at the contactless terminal at our local Office Depot. We'd go on in there and we'd wave the card. Nothing would happen. Nothing would happen. And the clerk said, yeah, this thing never works. And so we'd go ahead and swipe. And so it doesn't work for its intended purpose. It's just another vector for the criminals to steal our money.
That's what it sounds like, more for nefarious reasons. But also, the other thing I wanted to call in, you might have heard, is something called the Outernet. Have you ever heard of that?
The Alternet, yes.
No. Outer is instead of inner, outer.
Oh, the outer net. No, actually, I haven't. Is it another dark net?
Well, it's actually, you cannot send, but you can receive, and it's like, for an inexpensive price for $89, that's with the charger. It's cheaper if you just get it without the charger. You put it together with a Raspberry Pi little circuit board, but they give you the kit. Put it together, and it kind of works like a XM radio, Sirius radio antenna, even though you can aim the dish at, with our area, Galaxy 19, and receive information for free. It's a small outfit. If you type in Outernet, you'll see the information, but it's like an outfit that came from New York, and it's a small little company, I guess, and they got crowdfunding to get it going, but it's designed so the world can get information, and you don't have to pay for it. You just buy the device, and you're able to get it or one together.
I remember when Claire and I were living in Washington State, we were way outside any area served by cable TV, and we couldn't even receive much over the air. So we went ahead, and we got one of the early satellite receivers, the small dishes, not the big K-band units, but the first one. I forget the company we signed up with. But one of the cool things about it was you could get internet over that satellite dish, but downlink only. You had to have a terminal on a telephone modem for uploading. But for most people where they're simply typing in a URL and then they get the page over the satellite feed, it actually worked rather well.
Huh. Well, the reason why I bring that up is maybe RBN can be broadcast on that. I don't know how what the contact would be, how it would work, but to broadcast your information, because apparently you get up to 20 megs.
Well, we'd have to find out what the user base is. I mean, if there's only 16 or 22 people using it, it's not going to pencil out for us. If they had an audience in the millions, then it's obviously something that we would be interested in looking at.
It started in 2014, so I just stumbled onto it for looking for something else on YouTube. And anyways, I thought maybe you heard of it because it's new to me.
Well, it's new to me too as well. And I'm looking at their webpage right now, and I'll take a peek and see what it is because I do like high tech when it works.
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those, kids, and try it out. All right. Well, appreciate it.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. And if you are a computer hardware lover, those Raspberry Pis are very cool. Asus now has a single-board hobbyist computer out, and they're actually getting quite capable. The Asus one actually has a 4K display. For those of you who have actually bought a 4K TV, and with my eyesight, it would be a waste of money. Now then, apparently yet another hijack hole has been found in the Netgear routers. And apparently this hole allows an attacker with access to the router to harvest the administrator's access password. And I'm starting to think that these are not programming errors or goofs. I think these are the back doors the NSA has ordered all these companies to put into their products to allow the NSA to come on in and, well, according to Edward Snowden, steal pictures of our naked significant others to amuse themselves with. But it's another one there. Here's a really alarming story, I think, especially when everyone's talking about the potential for war and this and that. ZDNet is reporting that apparently the Pentagon computer systems are very easy to penetrate by hackers. And security, the security researcher who's warned the Pentagon that this was going on months ago, is saying that the hackers are likely already inside the Pentagon. All that money, and they can't keep their computers secure? Boy, talk about military incompetence. By the way, speaking of incompetence, the Pentagon has an anti-ISIS online propaganda program, and it's supposed to be psychological operations aimed at countering ISIS online. And apparently, in typical Pentagon fashion, they've employed people with little or no knowledge of Islam, no Arabic language skills, no awareness of the Arabic culture, according to the Associated Press. It's just more cronyism, more military-industrial complex thinking here. Now, let's get on back to... Well, actually, we're going to take a break for commercials here, and then we're going to come on back and talk about Cheryl Atkinson, because this is an interesting case that's developing. We'll be right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, Cheryl Atkinson, was a former CBS correspondent. She did a lot of important stories and eventually had to leave CBS under very questionable circumstances. Now, part of the situation that's going on, she's got another show elsewhere, and she wanted to get her FBI file to find out if the FBI had been spying on her, and more to the point, if it was the FBI that had been hacking into her personal computers, because she's had her computers entered into, and she had three different independent forensics exams that all indicated the intruders were using software proprietary to a U.S. intelligence agency. And the government is dragging their heels. Now, under the law, you have a right to see your FBI file if one, in fact, exists. And if you ask and they don't have one, they'll start one. But the government is not cooperating with her lawsuit. And without even filing the required paperwork, government officials simply failed to show up for a deposition. And Cheryl is convinced that it was the FBI hacking into her computer. They didn't have the legal authority to do so. Now they're just going to try and wait it on out and hope she'll go away. Now, apparently, LG is out with a 5,000 resolution monitor for computers. It's supposed to be the follow-on to Apple's Thunderbolt display. And apparently it's got a problem, a major fault. If it's sitting within 6 feet of a wireless router, the display will flicker. Move it closer and the monitor becomes unusable. And an LG electronic support person said, yes, they know about the problem, but it only happens to the 5K monitors and not the other LG monitors. Now, LG monitors generally are pretty good. I've got two LG monitors here. But it's, don't you, like, test these things? When I worked at the Ohana Learning Foundation, and we were making educational DVDs, because of the fact that every DVD manufacturer implements the DVD standards somewhat differently, we had an entire room of every major brand of DVD player there was. And we would take our master disc in and we would make it work on every one of those before we would ship it out for duplication. And if it failed on any one of those units, it was back to, you know, recreating the disc, find out what was wrong. Now, it would be nice if we did start seeing enforcement of certain standards again, like we used to have in this country, instead of everybody going their own way. But until then, if you're putting out a product, you've got to test it, you've got to check it. There was a software company that I was briefly associated with back during my Amiga developer days that sent out a disc with a flight simulator game on it infected with malware. And they didn't check it, and the company was driven out of business as a result. All right, we're going to take a break for station identification. Back with Don Wiskin and Extendivite after these few words.
Odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.